to Thailand now for the story of a family who had a baby through commercial surrogacy there, but have fallen afoul of a new law that prohibits the practice. Their surrogate is also crying foul and wants the baby back. Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
This is baby Carmen's dad.
My name is Manuel Santos, and I'm from Valencia, Spain.
This is baby Carmen's other dad, Bud. Why Bud? Because his real name is...
Gordon Allen Lake III, proudly from Mount Holly, New Jersey.
And this is their daughter, Carmen, born in January, nursing in the crook of Manuel's arm.
¿Qué te ríes tú?
Their two-year-old son, Alvaro, born through surrogacy in India, does his best to create chaos as we talk. Alvaro is the only one who looks happy. Here's why. Because six-month-old Carmen, she's trapped here. The surrogate who carried her has broken her contract. And under the new law, the baby belongs to her, not to Manuel and Bud.
We need two things to leave. One thing would be the passport. The second would be paperwork to get through immigration. And that requires special paperwork to let a baby leave a country.
They were close to getting it. The surrogate signed the consent form that allowed Bud to take her from the hospital and put Bud's name on the birth certificate, but then failed to show up at the last meeting at the embassy to sign that last bit of paper. So even though Bud is the biological father, and even though the egg was from a donor, not the surrogate, the family is stuck, 6 months now and counting.
We've done nothing wrong here. You know, we did everything by the book, and she agreed to be a surrogate. She received the monthly payments. She's the bad person here. She's the one that changed her mind.
When Carmen was conceived a year and a half ago, commercial surrogacy was booming in Thailand, thanks to lax regulation. Commissioning parents could get babies cheaper here than in other places where commercial surrogacy is legal, and surrogates could make about $15,000 carrying babies to term. Then came this baby, baby Gammy. An Australian couple commissioned twins but balked when Gammy was found to have Down syndrome. They took his healthy sister home and left Gammy behind. The Thai media hit the story hard, and early this year, the Thai military-led government pulled the plug on commercial surrogacy, though there was supposed to be a grace period for parents who already had babies on the way, like Bud and Manuel. Why did the surrogate, Patita Kusungsang, change her mind? She's got a lot of reasons, but the main one?
First of all, they are not natural parents in Thai society. They are same-sex, not like male and female, that can take care of baby. Second thing is, when I try to contact them to visit the baby, they didn't allow me to see her.
Patita also says she worries the baby might be sold for parts or used for stem cell research. Bud and Manuel deny all of this and are getting ready to fight for Carmen in a Thai court. But Bud says the lawyers they've talked to say their chances of winning are less than 10%. Why? Dr. Arkom Praditsuwan is with the Thai Medical Council in the Ministry of Public Health.
Thai law does not endorse same-sex pair.
The law does not endorse same-sex pair, he says. And under Thai law, a legal couple is husband and wife, man and woman. And where does that leave Bud, Manuel, Alvaro, and Carmen? In limbo. And Bud says the U.S. Embassy has told him their hands are pretty much tied. The couple has been switching apartments every month or so just in case. They have reason to be afraid. On Friday, Patita went to the police station and filed charges against Bud for child abduction. He went to hear the charges but left Carmen behind just in case. But leaving her in Thailand, Manuel says, not going to happen.
No. No, because he's her daughter. It's her daughter by heart and genetically. So if we have to move here and leave our families and our works, well, we will do. But we are not going to leave Carmen because it's not her daughter. It's our daughter.
Bud and Manuel have been waiting to bring their daughter home for 6 months now. And we're looking forward to her meeting the extended family, including Carmen's namesake, Manuel's ailing grandmother. She passed away a few weeks ago. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.